I think Shea Donovan was the mutual combatant with him. Horbach, as we know, will serve the initial penalty. I think they're looking at whether it's a five-minute major or whether it's a two-minute minor. The other two have left the ice. Bantle is gone. The other two have left the ice.
Yep.
Whether that will carry ramifications for the next game, I have no idea.
Yeah, Manetien had dropped his glove and appeared to grab the face mask of Bantle after the second time they had engaged. They originally were split up by one of the linesmen, and Bantle just hadn't had enough, and he kept going at Manetien, who then they paired off again right by the USA benches. But again, the referees are taking a look at video replay to determine what they're going to call here. The game is not in question. It's 6-1 United States with 5:06 to play. Although I say that and think about what happened last Saturday night when the Badgers were down 5-0 against Notre Dame and scored four power play goals in the third period to make it interesting.
But it's not going to be Bucky on the power play.
No,
it's going to be USA on the power play.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Identification, Ian. I can speak. Station ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Brian Posick and Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center exhibition game. The Badgers trail the U.S. Under 18 team 6-1 with 5:06 to go in the third. Referees looking at video replay to determine what penalties need to be assessed here after a fracas between the Badgers and the Americans. And again, there's no shame in losing to this very talented U.S. Under 18 team. They're 11-4 against Division I opponents, have outscored them 75-54. They beat Minnesota, or fell to Minnesota by just one goal. Michigan beat them by one goal. North Dakota beat them in overtime. I mean, this is a good young club, and a number of these young men will be high draft picks in the NHL draft. In fact, Will Smith, their top line centerman, is rated anywhere from the 5th to 7th in the first round. You look at Gabe Perreault, who could go anywhere 18 to 24. Ryan Leonard, the right winger, projected to go maybe as high as 9th in the NHL draft. Oliver Moore, who's got two goals today, could go as high as 12th in the draft. And the NHL Central Scouting Bureau gave out its midseason rankings earlier this week, and they've got a number of kids who are among the best North American skaters available for the draft. Smith is 3rd, Leonard is 4th, Moore is 6th, Danny Nelson is 22nd, Perreault's 15th, Brady Cleveland ranked 59th among North American skaters. So a very talented team. Everybody on this roster is committed to a Division I program, except the starting goaltender, Carson Musser, who's been very good here tonight, stopping 33 of 34 Badger bids. And now the referees have come out of the box, and they're going to go to each bench to explain exactly what they decided to call. Right now, Horbach is on the scoreboard. A two-minute minor on Horbach.
That really instigated things.
Yep. And so we'll see. That might be the only penalty they elect to put up on the scoreboard. But again, Bantle was escorted to the Badgers locker room, and Manetien the same for the United States. Dan Muse now talking with a referee, Kevin Corbett. Dan Muse, I've been told, is a very intense man. Very intense man.
I've
and
heard
with
that,
his intensity,
but
it's getting the best out of this young U.S. squad.
Well, the one thing about an intense coach is that either love him or hate him, but the fact of the matter being is that he wants them to play at the level of intensity that he has.
Right.
And that's a good trait to have, especially when you're on the road every time. You're playing underdog or on the road or visitor or whatever you want to call it every time you get out on the ice. So
yep.
It's these kids have got to grow up in a real hurry when they make this national development team. It's not a cakewalk by any stretch of the imagination.
The time of the penalty, 14:54, but there must be a pair because, oh, no doubt, there are four penalty killers out on the ice. I think Horbach is the only one to get put on the board. I think they matched up Bantle and Manetien, but tripping on Horbach at 14:54 gives the United States its 7th power play unofficially, 1-for-6 so far.
And Guzzo and who did I say was in there? Shea Donovan, I think, were the other mutual combatants.
All right. So Wisconsin won the faceoff and sent it all the way down the ice. 5-on-4 power play. Good poke check by Mersch on the penalty kill. Under 5 minutes to play here in Madison. Nice move by Moore to chip the puck past Mersch. He tracked it down himself into the offensive zone. Off the left wing, got shoved down from behind by Vorlicki, who now has the puck with help from LeMaster, and Mike Vorlicki sends it all the way down. Humbling setback for the Wisconsin Badgers here, too. Ooh. You know, it's just an exhibition game. Human nature, you probably don't get up as strongly as you probably should. Nice pass by Leonard cross ice. Now Leonard lifts a shot left wing that goes over the cage. Fortescue's got it. And now here's Smith, straight away Fortescue. Tried to slide it down low right to Perreault, picked off by Wisconsin's Jugnauth, and he spins it all the way down. They'll say goalie interference on Horbach at 14:54.
Which is a legitimate call.
Sure.
The others received two-minute minors, and it's my understanding, if I heard the announcer right, I was kind of watching the play, but... Yep. That there were five-minute majors assessed to Bantle and Mittenin.
All right. Holmquist digs the puck free in his own zone and got enough of it to get it out to center ice. 3.5 minutes to play here in the third. 6-1 United States on the power play. Nice pass play, and Leonard was wide open in the slot. Perreault elected to shoot, and Garrity came up with a nice stop. Now the Badgers bank it off the glass and down. Gorniak hustling after it, and it rolls into the U.S. zone. Gorniak slowed by Fortescue, and then the puck taken away by the United States, Zeev Bouyum. And that'll do it for Horbach's penalty. He's out of the box. The United States 1-for-7 unofficially on the man advantage. A 6-1 Americans lead. Under 3 minutes left. Pass to the slot off of Smith's stick, then played with a high stick and a stoppage in play.
So they'll bring the faceoff down into the Badger zone to the left of the goaltender, Ben Garrity. Happy for Ben. He's played pretty well.
Yep.
Here in the third period, and done an admirable job under what I would consider to be poor circumstances or bad circumstances, whatever you want to call it.
Well, he stopped 8 of 8 shots on goal, has Ben Garrity. Now I just jinxed him, didn't I?
Yep.
Here's Weiermeier. Cuts to his right. Great save with a knee by Ben Garrity as Weiermeier went weaving between a couple of Badgers and got a 5-footer off on Garrity, who made the save. Long lead feed, caught by Brnovic, hits the brakes right wing, Jugnauth cuts him off, Malmquist knifed it free, slides to center, and Lucius slides it ahead, here's a chance for Stramel, shoots one, and he hit the near post. Gosh,
yikes.
Puck came all the way back Wisconsin's way, and Vorlicki chased it down. 2:10 left in the third, 6-1 United States. Here come the Americans again, and a shot by Brnovic off the stick of Vorlicki and out of play. Badger Hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. Again, the Badgers back in action next weekend, Friday and Saturday night against Ohio State. Both games start at 7 o'clock with pregame coverage on the Badgers Sports Network. Wisconsin 9-13 this season, 2-10 in the Big Ten. Long way to go, however. Badgers offside as Cruz Lucius just playing with the puck a little bit too much at center ice. By the way, 4 future Badgers were picked to play in the upcoming BioSteel All-American game, which is set for this Monday, January 16th at 3 o'clock at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, Michigan. This game features players identified as top prospects for the upcoming NHL draft. It'll be broadcast live on the NHL Network. Brady Cleveland and Zach Schulz of the U.S. team, Joe Palatichuk and William Whitelaw as well will play in the BioSteel All-American game Monday, this coming Monday, January 16th at 3 o'clock on the NHL Network. It's fun to take a look at future Badgers and Schulz and Cleveland, the two defensemen here for the United States that have committed to Wisconsin, look like good, solid defensive defensemen.
Yeah, I'm impressed, very impressed with Brady Cleveland.
Steal at center, Stang taps off for Smolanic. Can he get an angle on Fine? But he got a pass through to Caulfield, then it went off another stick, and then they throw it out to center with 1:10 to go. So the United States will improve to 27-5-1-2 12-4 against Division I programs. Long-range shot by LeMaster may have gone off the heel of Stang Stick and on goal, but Musser made the stop.
Regardless, Sam Stang is snake-bitten.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have went in unless it went off of four other people before it left the stick. Oh, he has had a tough time in front of the net.
Oh, yeah. 1 minute exactly to play. Dexheimer and Jugnauth out there. Newton, Gorniak, and Mersch. The Badgers' captain faces off against Danny Nelson. Gorniak's got it left wing. Wanted to refeed Mersch. Not much on that pass. And taken away by Bernevik. Yeah, this U.S. squad is loaded. Smith is fun to watch. Perot's good. Ryan Leonard really stood out today. Oliver Moore, the Minnesota recruit, really looks good, too.
I was about to say Leonard is my pick of player of the game, if you want to call it that. But, yeah. Boy, he inside the top of the circles. That's a very dangerous young man.
Yeah, he's going to BC. Badgers breakout. Pass by Newton, too far for Gorniak, 20 seconds to play. This team won the Five Nations tournament back in November in Plymouth, Michigan. There's another version of that coming up in Finland next month. Hirsch just got knocked down by Fortescue, no penalty called, 4 seconds left, and that will do it. The United States under 18 team is pretty strong, and they were too strong for Wisconsin tonight. The Americans beat the Badgers 6-1. We'll have our postgame show when we come back from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast tonight with lows around 16. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 32. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 26. Upper 30s Sunday and Monday with mixed precipitation possible at times Monday. A dusting of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
Major Hockey has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Exhibition game here at the Kohl Center tonight. Wisconsin falls to the United States under 18 team, 6-1 the final score. The U.S. scored all three goals in the third period of play. Beckett Hendrickson scored at 1:51 from Ryan Fine and from Aram Manetian. Eighth goal of the year for Hendrickson, the Minnesota recruit. And then Ryan Leonard scored his 23rd of the year. Lone assist to Oliver Moore at 5:36. Then a power play goal for Moore at 6:29, his 20th goal of the year. Second goal of the game for Moore with Fine getting an assist as well as Drew Fortescue. Final saves in the game, actually in the third period, the Badgers split their goaltenders, and I tell you, Ben Garrity was really good for Wisconsin. Garrity finished off making 11 saves. He stopped every shot he faced in the third period. McClellan stopped 16 of 22 shots overall. He would take the loss. Shots on goal in that third period in favor of the United States, 18-7. And again, the final total shots on goal in favor, actually dead even, 35 apiece.
Correct.
So again, the final 6-1, the U.S. over the University of Wisconsin. Let's first do our energizing performance of the game here, Ian, brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you.
Energizing performance of the game, I'm going to give it to the young man who came in the third period, Ben Garrity. Never allowed any goals, and let's be honest, when it got to be 4-1, 5-1, you could just see the wind go out of Bucky's sails as they turned around and allowed a bucket load of shots on Ben Garrity, and some of them were point blank, some of them were through traffic, and he was equal to the task for all of them. So give the credit to the young man who came in a very tough situation and shut the door.
Yeah, he did. So again, our energizing performance of the game to Ben Garrity. Our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Who do you have there?
Well, can I give two stars to Team USA?
Certainly.
I would be in a situation where I guess Ryan Fine, just with his tenacity, hockey sense, whatever you want to call it, deep in the offensive zone, he just one of those guys who is either on the end of a power play, was still hungry for to go for it, so I gave him my number one star. And the number two star I went to Ryan Leonard, who, as we saw, can pick the holes out of a piece of cheese with his shot. He's just an all complete player as far as I could see. He was as good or better than anybody on the ice tonight, but I just felt that once he got involved in the little fracas stuff, it kind of took him off his game, but I still gave him the number two star, and we're going to have to go with our boy Ben Garrity for our number three star.
All right, again, Garrity stopped all 11 shots he faced. By the way, honorable mention to Oliver Moore, the Minnesota recruit who had two goals, 4 points, six shots on goal, and was plus three tonight. That's pretty good. Three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Badgers fall to the U.S. 6-1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, We would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Did you know that MasterForce has thousands of tools at Menards? Any tool you want, we have. There are hammers, drills, pliers, levels, wrenches, grinders, sanders, air compressors, nailers, workbenches, mowers, blowers, chainsaws, floor jacks, knee pads, work lights, fans. Whew. And that's just a taste. Want power, performance, durability? Come check out the wide range of products from MasterForce, exclusively at Menards.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this January at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets to see the Badgers host Big Ten foes Michigan State, Minnesota, and Penn State. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit UWBadgers.com. That's UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
You use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
So the U.S. knocks off Wisconsin tonight, 6-1 in exhibition play. Hope to hear from Badgers head coach Tony Granato coming up in just a bit. Let's run down other scores throughout the country. Non-conference action in the desert, where Minnesota State and Arizona State are tied at 1 in the second period. Princeton beat Long Island today 5-2. RIT, the top team in Atlantic Hockey, just a couple of points ahead of Sacred Heart. RIT and Mercyhurst played to a 4-4 overtime tie today. Holy Cross beat Air Force 5-2. Army shut out Canisius 2-0. Bentley doubled Niagara 6-3. Two games in Hockey East. Lowell beat Maine 2-1. And Providence over Merrimack 8-3. Merrimack was playing really well, but has kind of hit the skids here a little bit. That's one of the better stories in college hockey.
Yeah, it is. To go back to the RIT score that you were talking about,
yeah.
Everybody says, how can they win so many one-goal games?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just talking to one of the scouts out in front, and he goes, you know, RIT is befuddling because they turn around and out of nowhere, they'll be down 2-1, but they'll win 3-2. And then they'll be down 4-3, and then they'll win 5-4, or they'll win in the shootout or do whatever.
Sure.
And it seems to be just from my impression of it, we have a lot of 500 hockey teams
in this
Division One college hockey right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ability to win the close ones like RIT does, big issue.
Yeah, despite the loss by Merrimack to Providence, still just a point behind UConn for first place in Hockey East. Remarkable. ECAC, Clarkson fell to Harvard 4-1. Harvard now 9-2 in league play, still well behind Quinnipiac, which is undefeated in the ECAC, but idle today. Wausau's John Prokop had an assist for Union today, but they fell to Brown 6-2. Yale over RPI 4-1. St. Lawrence, I think last I saw, 2-1 in the third period over Dartmouth, the last score I had. NCHC, league-leading Denver, a 3-0 lead at home over Miami in the second period. Second place, St. Cloud State was trailing Colorado College 2-1 at the end of two. Also, Omaha, a 2-0 lead over Duluth after two periods. Western Michigan, a 3-0 lead at North Dakota. That's in the third. We'll get to the CCHA and the Big Ten and also Wisconsin women's hockey here in a moment. But downstairs, head coach Tony Granato, kind enough to come outside to join us here on the postgame show. And Tony, we talked about how good Team USA is. They showed it here again today. But overall, your thoughts on tonight's matchup against the Americans?
Well, I think we didn't play hard enough in D zone. I thought the second period we had some really good offensive zone shifts. It looked like we were starting to play, and then we made two mistakes defensively, just got beat off the wall. Two of them, one in the offensive zone and one in the zone, and like you said, really talented. They made the plays, and it's in the back of our net. So I think that was really a key point of the game where we scored to tie it, and it looked like we were gaining some momentum, and we fumbled the puck at the blue line, weren't strong enough on it. They came down and scored, and then we lost the battle on the boards a few minutes later, and it's 3-1, and then we chased the game after that. So it's a talented team. They've been great against college teams all year, and they played like it was a playoff game, and they made us pay for our mistakes.
Yeah, they're 13-5 against the NCAA this season. You have two recruits on that squad, Zach Scholes and Brady Cleveland. They may not be the highlight reel guys like Will Smith or Oliver Moore or Ryan Leonard, but I thought they were pretty serviceable tonight
for
the U.S. squad,
solid.
Right?
They were very solid. Yeah, they were. Those are two kids that we're really excited about. They're solid defensively, great character kids. Obviously you saw Cleveland's size and strength.
Yeah.
Being a Wisconsin kid, it'd be great to get him in our program. And Zach is another kid that potentially be a captain somewhere down the way. So real good skating, hardworking. Real good character on both those kids.
Yeah, Brady Cleveland had an assist tonight, two penalties for 4 minutes, but he was +2. And Scholes had a couple of block shots and a shot on goal as well. Kind of got a little crazy in the third period. What all happened there?
Well, I think we were frustrated. We tried to play physical through it, and they kept competing. And sometimes, in a game like that, there's a little bit of pushing and shoving, and Horbs went out hard, bumped into the goalie. It caused a little bit of a skirmish, and then, unfortunately, it was not a smart play by Bantle getting an ejection for a fight. That'll cost him a game, so
right.
just not smart.
Is there any contention that we should make the nets 2 inches wider and
so
2 inches taller?
So we hit it? I think we hit four posts tonight.
There
so
were four, five. Nice. Yeah, we were trying
we
to count
five.
That, yeah.
Four posts and two crossbars.
Oh, so that's six.
Yeah.
I think then it only needs to be a half inch taller, a half inch
okay,
wider.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, we did create some good chances. We let the game get away with us when it got to be 2-1. Instead of playing the same way, we got on our heels, made another mistake. It's 3-1. And then again, you guys said it and you saw it. They're really, really skilled. And you give them a little bit of time. Unfortunately for Kyle, I thought we threw him out to the wolves there on the quality of chances when they did get them, because we were out shooting them 30 to 20 at one time, and we were down by 6-1 or whatever. So we just didn't play solid enough in the critical areas, which is the 15 or 20 feet out from your goal and down by the goal line. That's where they beat us.
Yeah, Ben Garrity was fun to watch, though.
He was good.
Yeah, he was good.
He was good
for him. Good for him.
Yeah,
well, get Daniel and Corson and Anthony back and healthy. You got a big series against Ohio State next weekend, so you got an extra day off to rest and get ready for them.
I mean, Ohio State obviously had a big win tonight at Michigan.
Right.
I guess they're for real. It's earlier in the year, you're looking at them wondering, are they or aren't they?
Right.
And to go into Michigan and handle them the way they did tonight with 52 shots on net, obviously they're rolling offensively. So, yes, we'll have to have a good week of practice and be ready. And, these games, exhibition games against Team USA, are they better to play now or better to play at the start of the year? I would guess at the start. But,
sure.
But they're on the schedule, and you want to get something out of it. We didn't get a whole lot of good out of it tonight.
All right. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Badgers head coach Tony Granato following a 6-1 loss to the U.S. under-18 team. Back to our college scoreboard, CCHA. Ferris State beat Lake Superior State 4-0. Good for Drew Famulak and the Bulldogs. Bowling Green, currently in second place in the league, beat Bemidji State 4-2. Minnesota State leads the league with 29 points, but actually Bowling Green with that win. Now the Falcons are in first place, a point better than the Mavericks, who are playing in non-conference series in Arizona State. Also, Michigan Tech shut out St. Thomas 2-0. And as Tony Granato mentioned, Ohio State thumped Michigan tonight 7-2. Travis Treloar, two goals and an assist for the Buckeyes, a game that featured 19 penalties. OSU's now won six in a row to move into second place, sole possession of second place in the Big Ten with 24 points, 7 points behind Minnesota. The Gophers lost in a shootout at Notre Dame, two 2-2 officially the final score. Jackson Lacombe actually scored the game-tying goal with 24 seconds left to force overtime, but they played a scoreless 5 minutes, and then the Irish win in a shootout. So Notre Dame with 17 points, alone in fifth place, 5 points behind both Penn State and Michigan State, which share third place. And the Spartans rallied from a 2-0 third-period deficit to beat the Nittany Lions in East Lansing 3-2. Cole Krieger got the game-winning goal in OT for MSU, which snapped a 5-game losing streak. And the Wisconsin women's hockey team has now lost 4 in a row, Ian, and scored only 3 goals in that span. The Badgers lost at top-ranked Ohio State today in overtime, 2-1. They play again tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Seems to be a problem for the women and the men. Right. I think they got to spend less time at Le Bon because they're not getting any goals.
Yeah, right. Badgers fall here to the U.S. Under-18 team 6-1. We'll be back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Got a final from the NCHC. North Dakota lost at home to Western Michigan 4-0. Jason Poland scored 2 more goals for the Broncos. He now has 23 goals in 24 games, and he's got 5 hat tricks.
That'll work.
Yeah, when he scores more than one. And so, yeah, Western Michigan, a team that gets up and down. They've got the leading scorer in the country in Ryan McAllister, who's only a freshman, but he's got 39 points in 24 games. Not too bad at all. Here the Badgers fall to the U.S. Under-18 team 6-1, and we've got a highlight when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Culver's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
Series split with Notre Dame last weekend. The Badgers have an exhibition game here tonight against the U.S. under 18 team, which came to Madison with an 11-4 record against Division I opponents. It was 1-0 after one period. The U.S. had the lead. Then the Badgers pulled even. Here's our call of the game. Lost the puck, got it back out near the blue line, tries to step past the U.S. player. Now he continues to handle the puck, got bumped off balance. Now Lucius slot, shoots one, scores! Wow! Cruz Lucius! Cruz Lucius said it. This game counted. It would have been his 9th goal of the season from Jack Gorniak and Mike Vorlicki, but this game does not count, which is good news because the Badgers fell 6-1. Shots on goal even, 35 apiece, although the U.S. had 18 shots on goal in the third, aided by a number of penalties. In fact, at the 14:54 mark, Jack Horbach took a goalie interference penalty, and then Shea Donovan and Salvatore Guzzo both exchanged a pair of roughing minors. Carson Bantle and Aaron Minetian also exchanged 5-minute majors for fighting and 10-minute misconducts. Oliver Moore, 2 goals, 4 points to lead the way for the U.S. He had 6 shots on goal. He was +3. Mentioned that Lucius scored tonight. He had 5 shots on goal to lead the way. So did Jack Gorniak. Mm-hmm. Carson Bantle had 5 penalties tonight for 21 minutes. Tyson Jugnauth, -4 for the Badgers, who went 0-for-5 on their power play. The U.S. went 1-for-7. The Badgers 10 penalties for 31 minutes. I beg your pardon, Wisconsin had 12 penalties for 35 minutes. The U.S. 10 for 31. Carson Musser, 34 saves, got the win. Kyle McClellan stopped 18 of 24 shots he faced in a little over 48 minutes. He took the loss. But again, it doesn't count. Nevertheless, you know, this is a fact. The Badgers -3 defensemen, that didn't help them at all. They're playing Robbie Newton at defense and Shea Donovan, who doesn't play a lot. And Ben Dexheimer wasn't 100%. Nevertheless, the Badgers need to be much more disciplined, and they've got to find a way to put the puck in the back of the net. They had a lot of chances tonight against Musser and the Americans.
And I keep referring to how many breakaways the Badgers had by comparison to what USA had. At least there were 2-on-1s or 3-on-2s for Bucky. But you get into a situation where, at least from my perspective, the defensemen were pinching at inopportune times, and then when the Badgers did get opportunities to go on breakaways, we saw Sam Stang with a breakaway, we saw Gorniak with a breakaway, we saw Lindmark with a breakaway.
somebody's got to put the biscuit in the basket.
Yeah, and then Carson Bantle takes that major for fighting and will sit out the series opener against Ohio State next Friday. That does not help whatsoever because he'd been on a roll, 6 goals in his last 9 games.
Yeah, and that's a side of Carson Bantle that I've never seen, to be honest with you. He seems to know when to
put the brakes on. Right.
Go to the point of, okay, I'm not going to take a penalty, and he'll pull the back. Even when he takes a beating down in front of the net, he's not a retaliation-type player.
Yeah, unfortunately, he did tonight. So the Badgers fall 6-1. Fun working with you again. You get Vogel back next week. Is that okay?
Well, with his winning record, I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Rob Vogel and Ian Perrin next Friday and Saturday when the Badgers host Ohio State. They'll be on the air at 6:30 on the Badger Sports Network. My thanks to Sirshkin for his work at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. And for Ian Perrin, I'm Brian Posick. Thanks so much for listening, folks. Again, the final score from the Kohl Center in Madison, the U.S. under 18 team 6 and Wisconsin 1. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates weekend, holiday weekend, Halloween weekend, Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling
Obama
into
Halloween weekend, baby.
Halloween weekend, baby. And if you're looking for a good time this weekend, how about go to the Dance or Die party tonight at the Atomic Koi? We had fun partying over at the Koi the other night.
Yeah, that was
Hawks,
fun.
Finer neighborhood bars, this one in Fitchburg. But we've been telling you about the dance party coming up. Costume contest with prizes tonight. Dance or Die party 8 to midnight. So be there. I might go to a high school football game tonight. It's playoff time, man. Middleton playing at Wanakee. A couple of big schools, and we got little schools playing all across the state. Our pal Chad Holmes going off live at 7 o'clock. I believe it's, I'll get it wrong, but one of the Wausau schools, quite good. They're playing towards a state championship, I suspect. And that will play off on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. So if you like your high school sports, find them there. College hockey. Badgers going off on WFHR. You can stream them on the Civic Media app. And, of course, this great show, Dom, if I ever get back to it, going on right now with your phone calls even at 844-967-2789. Friday with Joanne from Madison. Welcome. How you doing, Joanne?
Hey, Joanne.
Great show. Great show. Thanks for taking my call. Back to that topic with Mr. Pelosi. There have been many ads from the Johnson campaign and the PACs and all of that about Mandela Barnes having $600,000 of escorts and security every year.
Well, escorts and security are different things, Joanne, in my book at least.
Sorry. It's Friday, folks.
That's right.
The services that keep him alive.
There we go.
Obviously, the first black lieutenant governor of Wisconsin had threats. President Obama had an extraordinary number of threats as well. And $600,000 is nothing in comparison to the burial expenses we would have had to pay had some idiot taken a hammer to him or a gun or something like that. So I'm very offended at the notion that we can't protect what we have, our precious lieutenant governor, with $600,000. And it was even brought up in the debate that Ron Johnson character brought that notion up in the debate. So I'll let you guys riff on it, but gosh, you know, we need to protect our precious talent when it comes to political forces and stop this culture of violence. So thank you very much.
Joanne. Yeah,
thank you, Joanne.
Thank you for listening. The lieutenant governor, the U.S. senatorial candidate, Mandela Barnes, our friend, has been escorted by state patrol officers primarily. And they act like, you know, he's begging them to go everywhere. No, that is for his protection. And those
they
assignments
those
are made by the state patrol right. security detail. So, you know, unless I hear some complaints about what, Donald Trump putting the Secret Service up at his hotels for like quadruple rates, they have to protect him. He gets to charge them, what, room and board, staying at his hotel while he stays there.
Yeah.
And then he sticks it to the American taxpayers at like quadruple rates. Or Mandela leaves the house and the, you know, the security detail goes with at the direction of somebody else from the state patrol.
Well, that's exactly the point.
And of course, it's the logic would be if there are additional funds and additional resources being diverted, being given to the lieutenant governor, and it's at the direction of the state police and those folks. Well, if there's more money and more people, man hours being spent, perhaps there's a reason for it. Perhaps because there are more threats to the first black lieutenant governor in the state of Wisconsin's history.
Well, I do recall when the wanker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Republican Scott Walker, remember when he was out in Iowa trying to be a viable presidential candidate? Didn't last long, but for a while there, kind of caught a spark with some Christian conservatives. But he told a story from the stage in Des Moines at the Freedom Summit. Citizens United Freedom Caucus, whatever it was, the summit. But he was running, and you met Donald Trump, shook his hand that day. But
he shook my hand, yes.
Scott Walker went on the stage and talked about the threats against his wife, against Honette. They were going to gut her like a deer, stem to stern. And for years, the man would not leave the Capitol through the door. He would go through the tunnels, through the rat tunnels. Well, they claimed they were so afraid of, you know, the liberal mobs, right? That's the way they were characterized. These peaceful people that reacted to Act 10, the bomb dropped here in the state of Wisconsin. 110,000 people nonviolently, peacefully sort of cohabitated and hung out and protested for a matter of months. And he still jammed it through, right? And never once did violence befall Scott Walker. A, because the left, for the most part, were not violent people. And B, because he always had cops. He always had cops. Why don't they ever compare the bills of Scott Walker's during the recall effort? You don't think he ever justified having a couple extra state patrol guys go with him, you know, after the threats he claimed in his unintimidated book? Oh, I went up to La Crosse and I got in the car and the car was surrounded by the mob. Although I've called local press in La Crosse and they find no record that that incident ever happened, but Scott Walker made the claim. You don't think he had a couple of state patrol guys with him every time I saw him?
Every time.
He had a body guy and a state patrol guy every time I saw him. Because, you know, I got to stand next to him a couple times. Then, you know, I had lucky thoughts, but I never acted on them. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones. Nice people, all nonviolent. You know, crabby, perhaps. Nonviolent, I hope. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Crabby isn't even the word. How about outrage? That'll hit her on the head.
Well, let's not use that one either. You know, sadly, Jeannie, we try to infuse a little humor in the headlines of the day, but we spent a lot of time talking about songs we would not be playing today. No MC Hammer, no Hammer Time, no Jacob's Hammer, you know, just none of that. You, a little too early, Jeannie, I guess.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just have to say one thing real quick, and that is, these guys happen to go after women. They're going after Nancy Pelosi's husband, and then Governor Whitmer, and our lovely ladies that are representatives. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, these people are nuts. Their insanity is getting worse and worse every day. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I saw this one today. And I don't even know if it's true. Maybe you guys have heard it. Something about Nutjob Johnson. I'm sorry. That's my opinion that he needs.
Oh, it's a widely held opinion, but please continue.
Well, I'm just, you know, from observing his behavior and listening to his nutty comments. Well, there was something about a kitty litter box. Somebody asked him about a kitty litter
box
in the schools. And then he said, you know, that, yeah, he's heard about that. And I thought, are you effing nuts, Johnson? You know, there was somebody that was interviewed about them having those stripper poles in the schools for kids. I thought, are you nuts. I mean, these guys come up with the nuttiest crap that nobody can forget about. You know what I mean? And I got one more thing to say, is I feel so bad for any Democrat that has to take on these guys in a debate, because they say so many lies that all of a sudden you're hit with all these gall-dang lies and you don't know which one to address first. So that's why a lot of times you see Democrats having a difficult time, because there's so much BS spewed, you don't know where to start, you know, attacking it, which one's most important, because they're all big bad lies.
Mike. I've heard a few responses of questionable veracity from Ron Johnson.
Well, guys, you have a great weekend. Thank you for covering Obama tomorrow. I'll have my radio on, and thanks for the great job. You give us such a public service. I just can't thank you enough, and you guys have a good weekend, too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. You have a great weekend as well, and thank you for bringing that up. One of my grievances, some of the sounds, some of the articles we didn't get to during the week. Well, Jeannie, you gave us an excuse. If you would, Evan, I know you did all the hard work pulling this the other day. Play Ron Johnson talking about the kitty litter.
I don't know if he's ready
Hi,
for
Hi, Senator. Thank you so much for taking our calls. I have to admit that I was a Democrat until 2016, and I saw the light. I just want to say my niece goes to school in West Bend, and she's been telling us stories like that other students have been forcing them to have like litter box to accommodate students who identify as cats. I was wondering if you heard about this and if you've seen what Ron DeSantis has done in Florida with his parental bill of rights. Is that something that you could see happening like on the federal level? Is that something you support? Thank you so much for everything you do.
Well, first of all, Jeff, thank you for your support. And yes, I'm well aware of this. I mean, I think one of the things that COVID did is parents were looking over their kids' shoulders, and they became aware of the indoctrination of our children by radical leftists within our education system. It's just amazing. I just heard on a radio talk show how England, for example,
so it must be true.
The National Health Service has come out completely different recommendation in terms of transgenderism, saying that this is a phase for children. Don't accommodate the phase. You work with them through it. Don't be putting gender-blocking drugs in our children, and certainly don't meet them with the sex change operations to minors. I mean, this is sick what's happening. But yeah, I'm aware of the fact that we've got some teachers that are, you know, they're pushing this stuff on our kids. I mean, kids are kids. I mean, they think weird things. You know, they go through phases.
Kids think weird things? I mean, really, Senator, kids are the ones with the weird thoughts.
I'm aware that I've heard that, yes.
You cannot possibly believe that. I mean, but he seemed to thank the man with such sincerity. Oh, yeah, I've been hearing about this for well, lots of conspiracy theories.
I'm Ron Johnson, and I'm here to help you. Yes, I'm very competently answering your question. Yeah, so thank you, Jeannie, for that reminder. Yes, that guy's up for election in, what, just over a week.
844-967-2789. I've got some thoughts about the newest federal ruling, Dom. Apparently, activists can stand at the ballot box in Arizona and intimidate voters. And I was going to mention when Jeannie was on that Ron Johnson has been assembling, let's call them volunteers, to go challenge people at the ballot box. As you go to cast your ballot, do not be afraid. But you may have to show a little courage this time. You may have to stand up and advocate for yourself. I tell my son, although he did try calling me during the show, I thought I'd taught him through the years, Dad does a little radio show this time. But anyways, I tell my son, advocate for yourself. Don't be intimidated. Don't let anyone push you around. Well, if you run into any trouble on Election Day, you stand your ground, if you know what I'm saying. And I don't mean in the Scott Walker get a gun sort of way. I just mean stay until they let you vote. Don't be intimidated. Don't be discouraged. Don't let some loudmouth conservative talk you out or disenfranchise you through their efforts. And that's part of it, Dom. Right now, the voter suppression's moving into an active phase, if you know what I'm saying.
Exercise your rights. And if anyone as an observer gets in your way, then document them as well. I mean, this goes both ways. This is nothing new. We've had poll watchers forever. But don't let people get in your face, no doubt. And if there's any issues, get a hold of your local election officials and let them know immediately. And, of course, if you have any fear for your safety, call the police immediately.
Yeah, it used to be people being educated, you know, civically. Now it's Cleta Mitchell is leading the voter education exercise.
Oh, don't even get me going on her, man.
Well, I'm just saying. Come back. Plenty of time for your grievances. Just be patient, callers. We'll get there next at 844-967-2789. Board Devil's Advocates, the Friday edition, almost the weekend.
You're a lucky, lucky, lucky little boy, because you know why? You get to drink from
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio.